Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. I want to start off the show by thanking and introducing one of my newest sponsors, IanHannaHomes.com. Ian, I've known him for probably a couple of months now. He has been a great supporter of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and he is my newest sponsor. And if you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out and talk to Ian at IanHannaHomes.com. On his site, you can learn about more Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. If you're a first-time home buyer and you're not sure where to start, connect with Ian at IanHannaHomes.com. Just want to thank Ian. And if you would like to support the Tuttle Daily Podcast, hell, like I said, I don't care who you are. I don't care if, like, you're some chick that has an OnlyFans page and you want to promote it. Hell, if you just want to do a one-time, like, plug, you can easily do that by emailing me, Tuttle at gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. So I kind of went through more of the stuff that the two lesbian white trash gypsy-ass bitches left in my shed. I did put a lock on there. I actually put two locks on the shed today just in case they got a great idea and thought it would be okay to be able to come over here. Because no, that is not happening. And like I said, I hope it doesn't lead to that, but I will protect my property and my piece of lot here. I know it sounds very white trash to say lot. We don't have a very big lot, but because of the Castle Doctrine and the Stand Your Ground laws, I'm telling you, I will do what I got to do. If they want to be able to get their stuff back, I gave them the 2 weeks. They need to contact me, and that's just not going to happen because they are just two white trash bitches. Like I said, they're thieves, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make it possible for them not to be able to operate and scam any more people here in Volusia County. I recorded a lot of that stuff. I'm going to edit it down. And like I said, if you see any of your stuff, if you're in Volusia County and they maybe have, you think they've stolen from you, I'm actually going to reach out and try to get a hold of the people of the credit cards that I ended up finding in there just to reach out to them and let them know that they had them. Because hopefully I can get them prosecuted. You know, the one girl, Cynthia Nicole Greer, she goes by Nicole. She has a warrant out there. And if I could find out, and I know all their spots. Like I said, they don't have a very, very big traveling distance because they don't have any IDs. They don't have a driver's license. All they do is ride around on their bikes and stuff. And I know pretty much all their spots. So I will end up finding them. And this is not, like I said, I got to cover my ass. This is not a threat of violence, but I will call the officials and I will make sure that they know exactly where Nicole is. And I hope her ass goes to jail. And I hope I can get some other charges racked up when I finally finish going through that shed. But like I said, when I post that YouTube video and I'm going to post some of the photos as well too. If you see any of your stuff and you can prove that it is yours, I'm more than happy to get it back to you. Hell, I will drive to you to be able to get your stuff back to you. But man, I hate playing these depressing ass stories. But the only reason I'm even playing it, because I've talked about this. You guys all know about my mental health issues. It also didn't help that I was a drug addict, an alcoholic, on top of the mood stabilizing drugs that I was taking. You guys all know that I tried to self-harm myself. Not even self-harm. Hell, I tried to end my life. But mental illness is a joke here in the United States. Everybody wants to talk about we need more gun control, gun control, gun control. And yeah, we do need some tougher, stricter laws, but you're never, ever going to get rid of the guns here in the United States. It's just not going to happen. And I'm also a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I think we need to concentrate a little bit more on mental illness and a lot of these tragic stories that I'm, well, for example, this tragic story that I'm about to play for you, I think would go way down. I don't think they would go away completely, but you would see a dramatic drop. But there are also just people that are plain evil. But after listening to this story, I cannot even imagine what these two kids, the last thing that they were thinking of after what their father did to them.
Tonight, we know more about a disturbing story that we first brought you last night. A father from Santa Barbara was arrested at the San Ysidro port of entry after his two young children were found dead in Rosarito.
See, this is something that I've never, ever understood. Like, a father is supposed to be the protector. The father is supposed to be the one that you look up to, the one that you can always feel safe around. And I just don't see how a parent, a mother or father, I don't want you to think that I'm blaming, oh, this is something only a man could do. Hell, look at Casey Anthony. We all know that that bitch did it. She did. It's just that the prosecution really screwed up the case. The defense, and I'm not even talking about Jose Baez. Chaney Mason was the one that basically won that case during his closing arguments because he put a lot of doubt in the jurors. And I also got to say, the jury was made up of everybody from Tampa. I think it was Hillsborough County or even Pinellas that they picked from over there. And they brought him to Orlando to be able to hear this case. So I also blame it on them. But, I mean, I just don't see how your own flesh and blood, your two young kids, how you can kill them.
He was in court today and the federal complaint was unsealed. And a warning, the details from that can be difficult to hear.
If I'm just keeping it real, and I know that I sound like a complete poser when I say, if I'm just keeping it real. But as soon as you hear, like, a newscast say, ooh, some of the details may be graphic, don't you automatically just perk up? Like, it gets your, it grabs your attention. And it definitely grabbed my attention as soon as I heard that, because I was like, all right, what happened? The father killed the kids? Oh, yeah, I mean, that is bad alone when you just hear that a father killed their kids. But when you hear the details of why and how he did it, you're like, holy crap, what the hell is happening here in the United States of America?
The father has officially been identified now as 40-year-old Matthew Taylor Coleman. Over the weekend, Coleman's wife went to police about a possible kidnapping.
Okay, once again, the news is not doing their job. We need some details. Details are everything when it comes to a news story. Were they divorced? Were they still together? I mean, you guys have not mentioned that one bit at all. Was it if they are divorced, was it a bad breakup? Like, seriously, these are important things that need to be included in a news story. And they're not giving it to us. They are just not giving us the details we need as news listeners to be able to find out what we think about the story.
They used the Find My iPhone app and found and arrested him at the border.
Rule number one, I mean, I don't want this to sound like Fight Club. You know, when you kill your kids and you're trying to hightail it for the border, I guess Mexico, I mean, that's another detail that they didn't really, really give. Maybe they do later on in the story, but what border was he going to? Was he going to Mexico or was he going to Canada? I mean, once again, like I said, details, details, details.
The FBI says he confessed to killing his children with a spearfishing gun.
I mean, well, for another detail I've still not have heard yet is how old the kids were. Like, do you really think, say you're a young adult, Say, well, not a young adult. You're in your late teens. Maybe you're like 16, 17. Would you be able to kill your own father if he pulled out a spear gun? And I don't even know, like, if he, like, said, hey, I'm going to kill you with this spear gun. If your dad pulls a spear gun on you, what do you do? Like, I mean, you would think that they were on a boat. First thing I'm doing as soon as old Pops is pointing a spear gun at me, I'm jumping in the water or I'm just trying to do something. And once again, like, they're not giving us the details of how old these kids were. But I don't know if I would be able to. I mean, I know that maybe your survival instincts would kick in, but I just don't know. Like, you know, I just lost my dad, and I know for a fact my dad would never do anything like that. My dad would, I don't know that. I mean, he could have had, you know, when he was still alive, could have had a psychotic breakdown or something, but I mean, just think about that. If your dad pulls a spear gun on you, what do you do? Do you try to murder him or defend yourself? Or do you just sit there and be like, do you beg for your life? Because as a kid, you would never think in a million years that your dad would pull out a goddamn spear gun and try to end your life. It's just one of those situations as a person or a young adult that you would never, ever in a million years imagine you would be in.
Investigators say he mentioned online conspiracy theories and believed his wife possessed serpent DNA that had been passed on to the children.
All right, hold up. There should have been some warning signs there, because that is just way off the deep end into the pool of craziness that he thought his wife was part reptilian or a serpent. I mean, if he says serpent, then I mean, technically, that is a reptilian. So, like, there had to have been some signs. And, like, if you are the mother of these two kids and the father thinks that you are part serpent or part reptilian, why are you even letting the kids anywhere near the father? I'm just saying. This isn't something that just happens overnight. But hypothetically, though, what happens if they do the autopsy and come to find out that the kids are reptilian or part reptilian? I mean, they would have to be like a quarter, because, like, I mean, there's got to be some mixture. I mean, you're not full reptilian unless it's like that TV show or that movie, They're Alive, or I forget. You remember the one where Roddy Piper had the glasses and he could see the people wearing, they were wearing human skin suits or something like that? Yeah, I mean, what happens if he finds out that, and come to find out, that these kids were part reptilian and they were part of an alien race or something like that? That was here doing reconnaissance and stuff like that. Does the guy actually do time? Would you get off, come to find out, if that the mother was part reptilian or a serpent, and then it was passed along to the kids? I know that that's not going to happen. It's just a hypothetical question. We all know that this guy is, like, way off the deep end, like I said, and the guy needed some help. Once again, our mental health system here in the United States, we don't take it seriously. And this guy should have been in a funny farm or a padded room somewhere and should have never, ever had access to his kids.
The federal complaint shows that Coleman told authorities he believed his children were going to grow into monsters, so he had to kill them.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know, like, if I ended up hooking up with some snake-ass bitch or some, like, reptilian whore, a one-night stand, and I knew that my kids were part reptilian, they still got a little bit of, they got half of my DNA in them. I mean, I don't know if that's how it works when you enter crossbreed with other species or other alien life form. Also, like, seriously, did the guy think they were aliens? Or did his wife's parents, like, did his dad fuck a turtle? Or did his dad fuck a snake? or did his dad fuck an alligator? I'm just throwing it out there because I'm telling you right now, if I knew that my kids were part reptilian or serpent and they were going to grow up to be some badass monsters and stuff, I mean, they're getting everything they want. They're getting the PS5. They're getting the newest Xbox. They're getting everything. I'm buying them like yearly passes to every theme park, Disney, Universal. Hell, we'll even go with Gatorland, like Legoland. Like the kids are going to have every single thing that they want because I'm telling you right now, how badass would it be when they grow up and you're really, really cool to them that they would remember that? And then if somebody was fucking with you, you could be like, yo, monster reptilian boy, monster reptilian girl, go after him. Make your father proud. Go eat them. Swallow them whole like a goddamn python.
A federal judge ordered Coleman to be held without bond. He's expected back in federal court later this month. He's facing two counts of foreign murder of United States nationals.
Sad thing is, I don't even know. Like, is the guy really, really crazy? Or was this his whole plan? Like, I hate my kids. Because if you remember that woman in Tampa, kids can be complete assholes sometimes. And I'm not saying, please, I know that some people might take this the wrong way. But that woman, do you remember that mother that her kids were being just complete assholes to her? And they just kept bitching and just like were getting on her last nerve. And she went and got a gun while they were watching TV and basically just put a bullet right in the back of their head. Now, what if this was the same case? What if the kids, or he did this just to get back at the mother? I mean, that could also be the case. But what if this was his plan the whole time? I know that I'm going to get caught if I kill my two kids. What is the best way that I can avoid the electric chair or lethal injection, the gas chamber? Oh, yeah, I can say that my wife, I thought she was part serpent and my kids were going to grow up to be monsters. Oh, yeah, that right there is a one-way ticket to an insanity plea all day if I've ever heard it. Now, the next story that I'm about to get into, and I'm just being upfront. I don't want you guys to think like I'm just sitting around. I am making some money off of this podcast. I'm doing the fish hustle. I'm doing everything I can on top of taking care of my mom, taking care of all the errands, taking care and helping pay the bills, this and that. And I got to tell you, you know, the medical bills are building up. We're doing the best that we can. I know that we're sending what we can to the hospitals, and if they don't like it, they can go fuck themselves. But I did apply, and I know a lot of the conservatives or the right wing are going to be like, oh, well, you know what? You're sucking off the government. Well, guess what? My mom and dad, for, I would say, about 65 years of their lives, well, maybe 50, they worked their asses off, and they paid taxes, 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 taxes. And guess what? I don't feel bad about it one bit at all, because I have gotten my parents, well, parents, see, that fucks me up so bad when I make that mistake, because it makes me forget that my dad is gone. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I applied for the rental assistance program for my mom, and that is coming in, because a lot of people got to realize, okay, you know, people want to talk, oh, well, you know, you can't kick people out during the pandemic, but a lot of people also don't think about the people that own the places. The townhomes, the apartments, the houses that they rent, whatever it may be, just because you guys get a reprieve doesn't mean that they get a reprieve, because the crooked-ass banks, the same banks that caused the big-ass problem that we had back in 2008 during the housing bubble crisis, when that whole mother effort like popped, and they were all going bankrupt. Everybody was like, "Oh, we're too big to fail," and the government gave them money, even though they caused the problem. So we need to start looking at the banks, and the banks are the ones that need to kind of eat the cost on this whole thing after all that we did for them when we bailed them out because they messed up so badly during the housing crisis back in 2008. So what I'm trying to say is that I feel bad for the renters. I feel bad for the landlords or the owners of the places that people are renting, but this guy just went off the deep end.
Well, guys, the arrest report also says that a witness saw the suspect here laughing and smiling after firing.
I know that that doesn't rhyme. I know it doesn't rhyme at all, but smiling while firing, smiling, firing. Smiling, firing. That does that rhyme or not? It does not reach that inner tuning fork that we all have in our body. Firing and smiling. Firing, firing, firing. That's got three syllables. Smiling, smiling. It might rhyme. And the last thing that I want from my news broadcasters is to be dropping bars while they're setting up a story. I'm just saying, it just did not seem professional the way he said firing and smiling.
So here's a look at the home where this happened. Police say a landlord shot and killed two women and critically injured a man just after midnight. Now, according to an arrest report, a witness says 79-year-old landlord Arnaldo Sanchez became angry over the last several days about the renters not paying their rent.
See, this is exactly what I was talking about. I mean, we want to protect the tenants, which I think is right. But also at the same time, we are not protecting the people that are holding the note, the mortgage. Because guess what? The banks aren't being told, hey, you know what? You gotta show some leniency to the landlords and stuff. No, you know what the banks are saying? No, give me my money or we're gonna take the house back. So, I mean, the government really needs to step up their game. I mean, I know that the Republicans, you know, when Trump was in charge, they gave a reprieve that people were not supposed to get evicted, but they also were doing it as Democrats. But why has either side not thought about the people that are the landlords, the people that hold the mortgages and stuff? It is the banks. The banks are the ones that we all need to be looking at. Those are the people that we need to be pointing our fingers at.
That witness suggested Sanchez go to court to evict them and says he responded by saying he would, quote, handle this his own way.
All right. I mean, now, see, this is where the whole thing goes sideways. Look, I'm not laughing, but I mean, if you don't laugh at how fucked up things are in the world right now, I mean, you would drive yourself into madness. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm being insensitive by laughing and stuff, but this is where the guy messed up. Like, they told him, hey, you need to go to such and such court. This is how you need to handle it. And no, you know what he was saying? Fuck that. No, I'm going to handle it my own. And by handling it on his own was going in, killing two, and pretty much trying to kill the other person.
And here are some more details about what happened inside here. According to the arrest report, a man said he saw Sanchez going into the room of his roommate and his girlfriend. He says Sanchez told the man he would not be able to run from him anymore. The witness says the man yelled no. The woman was screaming. He then heard gunshots. The witness says he saw Sanchez leave the room laughing and smiling.
When are people going to finally start, like, listening to me? When are people really going to start taking mental illness? I mean, I'm not saying that this guy was mentally ill, because sometimes people get to a breaking point. One of my favorite movies of all time is the movie Falling Down with, I think, Michael Douglas. I think that's right. Michael Douglas. I mean, he just snapped. He started going around. He wasn't a bad guy. He was done putting up with people's shit. But, I mean, this is back to the whole theme of a lot of my shows of that mental illness is not taken seriously enough. And this guy, like, basically had no problems at all. Now, like I said, in the previous case with the father that killed the reptilian children of his with a spear gun, if you wanted to not face the death penalty and you didn't mind just spending the rest of your life in a crazy place, then yeah, come up with the story of reptilians. Your kids are reptilians and you killed them because you didn't want them to become monsters. And this guy is laughing and smiling after he just killed two people.
Now, a friend of one of the women who died told me she is just sick and in shock over what happened.
I just don't know why she had to die for it. You know, some wench. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Just to give you a heads up, this woman, you know how I always say, like, when you hear somebody's voice, you don't know exactly what they look like. Because if you're a fan of radio, you've always wondered, you're like, oh man, I wonder what that DJ looks like. Back in the day, like in the 80s and early 90s, before the internet, before radio stations had websites and stuff like that, you did not know what your famous or your favorite radio DJ or personality looked like. Yeah, this person looks exactly to a T of what you think they would look like. Just saying.
Now, police say the man shot here 9 times, had surgery, but is expected to survive.
Yo, that is, I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but, I mean, the dude got shot 9 times. Because there were 2 dead, 1 survived, but the survivor ended up getting shot 9 times. Like, that guy broke, like, I think 50 Cent's record. I think 50 Cent was shot, I think, 6 times all over his body. I think once in the jaw area, and he survived. But this badass mother effer, he actually survived after getting shot 9 times. Do you remember Boris the Butcher? In the movie Snatch, or Boris the Bullet Dodger. They said, or no, Bullet to Tony, too. They said Bullet to Tony had been shot a bunch of times, but Boris the Butcher, like, you could not kill Boris the Butcher in the movie Snatch because they just kept shooting him, and he would not die. And also another one. You remember the movie The Quick and the Dead that had Leonardo DiCaprio, Sharon Stone, and Gene Hackman in it? Yeah, I mean, remember that Indian guy? Remember he said that, I
cannot be killed by regular bullets. I've been shot like 32 times. Oh, hell, I've been shot.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. This guy got shot 9 times for real, and he is still kicking. Is he like that T-2000 in Terminator 2? You know, the little liquid Terminator, every time you shoot him, he just, like, kind of forms back into place unless you drop him in lava. Yeah, this is exactly what this guy sounds like, and he is a complete badass.
Reporting live off West Chicago and South Las Vegas Boulevard, Joe V. Hill, Fox 5 News, local Las Vegas.
By the way, I knew that this thing was in Las Vegas, this whole story, and I forgot to bring this up. Talking about the woman, how I said she sounds exactly, or she looks exactly how she sounds. I got to tell you, everybody talks about the Florida sun, you know, aging people. At least we have the humidity to keep our skin moisturized and stuff. Because this bitch looked like a piece of tan leather that they would make some boots out of. Like some old raggedy, and I'm not talking about brand new, like, Timberlands or like, work boots or anything like that where they're pristine. No. She looks like work boots of somebody that worked for a sewage company or like a concrete person, because that is exactly how her skin looked. Anyways, I know that I went long in the first segment. I'm going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in Volusia, Brevard, or Flagler counties, you need to reach out to Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. On his site, you can learn more about Ian's use of premium photography and aggressive marketing to sell your home quickly and painlessly. So if you're a first-time buyer and not sure where to start, connect with Ian at ianhannahomes.com.
Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you guys would like to help donate to the cause, I don't want anybody to think like I'm some other people that are just panhandling when it comes to stuff, when it comes to the content that they're putting out. You know, I've been really, really, really busting my ass to get the hours, all the benchmarks that I need to be able to become monetized on YouTube. And I finally made it there. I put out the initial like stuff you need to fill out. I got denied because there was some copywritten material on there. So I'm not able to get paid from the YouTube channel right now. I've got the two sponsors right now. I know it's not as many as I had last year, but, you know, like a lot of things have happened. You know, the economy, you know, everybody wants to, oh, man, the stock market is at its all-time high. That really doesn't have a reflection on how the economy is doing, because a lot of people don't even have any of their money in the stock market, and if they do, it's all low-risk stuff. So I completely understand, and I just don't want you guys to think like I'm begging and stuff. I really, really am trying to, oh, hold on. All right, see, this is how my ADHD works. I'm sitting in my dad's truck, the one that I am now driving, and on the back of the fifth wheel we have this big, humongous window. It's really, really big. Now, it's great to have the window, but it sucks during the summertime, and I'm going to get a bunch of that reflective material stuff, you know, the stuff that you put up in your car windshield to kind of protect the dash. I'm going to get a bunch of that stuff to put up on the inside of the windows, because the air conditioner has just been constantly been running. But back to what I was saying about this big-ass window. I've been sitting here recording it. Now, I've already seen this lizard. We got a lot of lizards. We do have some geckos and stuff like that. But this is just your ordinary, you know, run-of-the-mill lizard. It's not a gecko. Because geckos kind of have, like, little suction cups on the end of their like paws, fingers. I don't even know what you would say a gecko has. But this lizard has been trying to crawl up this window. And now this is the second time he's been crawling, because I've already seen him make it about halfway and then he fell off. And I got to give this lizard some credit. Like, he does not give up. And he's about halfway up the window now. And he's about to outdo his all-time best. And I'll try to keep giving you some updates. But back to what I was saying, you know, if you would like to help out to the cause, because I'm trying to build this studio in the shed where these two white trash lesbian bitches that scam me out of money. Yeah, as soon as I get all that stuff out of there, I'm building a studio. I'm working on it. I've already got the material, the soundproof. God damn it, the lizard just fell again. The lizard just fell again. Like, I mean, he made it in between, I would say he made about 60% up the glass. So, like, I mean, he beat his first attempt and now he fell again. Like, I mean, I don't know, like, how determined this lizard is. I don't know if he's trying to get on top of the roof or whatever of the fifth wheel. Like, I'll keep you updated. But back to what I was saying, that if you'd like to donate to the cause, you can easily do that. There's two ways. You can go to my PayPal. It's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. And a lot of people don't have PayPal, but I was seeing that a lot of people do have the Cash App. I know that sounds redundant, but if you would like to donate to the cause, even if it's a dollar, just the Cash App, you can easily find me by Tuttle on the Radio. It's my bio, my profile picture there. Even if it's a dollar, it will go a really, really long way. And if you don't want to help me out financially, then you can easily just help me out by helping spread the word, because like I've told you time in and time out, I usually have had a terrestrial radio show or something to be able to promote any of the content that I'm putting out online. So just tell your friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be, about the Tuttle Daily Podcast, because the more my numbers go up, the better chance I have of getting sponsors. The next story I want to get into, you know, even on social media, we see a lot of people that have just been denying about the pandemic, radio hosts that have been just denying the pandemic. And this one guy down in South Florida, they called them like a conservative shock jock. I guess, you know, he wanted to be like Rush Limbaugh or something. And he kept denying it. He was like, oh, yeah, these vaccines don't get it. Masks don't do anything. This pandemic, it's nothing. We'll all be okay. Well, hey, guess what? Guess what, man? Like, it's sad that you're gone. It really, really is. Because this is where I wish, and I know a lot of you guys don't know who this person is, but this is where I wish that Neil Rogers was still alive down in South Florida. I would love to hear his thoughts when it comes to this pandemic and everything that's going on right now. I just would love to hear what he had to say. But this radio host, yeah, his words came back to haunt him for sure.
He was known to speak his mind. We first told you Friday night, popular right-wing radio host Dick Farrell lost his life to COVID-19.
Look, I am the biggest radio nerd out there. I've never heard of Dick Farrell. I mean, I'm sure he was a great guy. I respect my fellow broadcasters for the most part. I really, really do. Because I've talked about this. I burned a lot of bridges, and I don't want to speak ill will of anybody that has died. But, man, you know, a lot of these COVID deniers, and I don't believe in karma, so I don't want anybody to think that I'm talking about karma when I'm talking about this story. Because, I mean, good things happen to bad people all the time. And bad things happen to good people, or bad things happen to good people all the time. It's just the way that it is. Karma does not exist. It's something that is completely made up. I think it's complete bullshit. But I also find it kind of funny. Not funny, because this guy died. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know what you would call it. Is it just like the world kind of correcting itself? Because the world, I mean, everybody thinks the humans are in control. No. I mean, we're nothing but a bunch of parasites, and the earth is going to shake us off like a bunch of fleas. And I don't want anybody to think that that is an original thought of mine. That is something that Jim Phillips, that did the Phillips File from 3 to 7 on Real Radio 104.1, that is something he talked about all the time. And I got to tell you, the more and more and the older and older I've gotten, I kind of 100% agree with everything he had to say.
Now one of his best friends is opening up to News Channel 5's Sabir Rayford about his legacy.
Oh, the lizard. The lizard is making another attempt. He had just gotten off the bumper of the back of the fifth wheel now. He just made it to the glass, and now he's working his way up. He really looks determined this time. And I'm just trying to figure out if he's going to be able to make it. Like, seriously. I mean, right now, he's a quarter of the way, and he's just sitting there. And now, wait, whoa, he just jumped because we have a ladder. See, I don't understand this. I don't know why the lizard is not using the ladder, because I know this is not a word, but there's a lot more grippage when it comes to the ladder. The glass really doesn't offer you a lot of traction when you're trying to get up to the top of the roof. But now he is on the ladder, and he's just sitting there. He seems like he's kind of sunning himself a little bit. And, yeah, he's not going anywhere right now. So I will keep you updated on the sea, because this is now the third attempt of this lizard trying to make it up the back of my mom's fifth wheel.
And now she believes his words saved her life.
He was a very loyal friend. If you are friends with Dick Farrell, he was very loyal to you. He was larger than life. He had this beautiful voice, which was perfect for radio.
For years, Amy Lee Hare says Dick Farrell was her go-to guy.
We've been to Trump rallies and...
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. But I bet this chick kicked it out wide for Dick Farrell. She wanted some dick, if you know what I'm talking about. And she probably got it. She got a bunch of Dick Farrell, thick, deep, and wide, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, for real, these radio hosts, I've done a lot of research. I don't think Dick Farrell was married. So this is probably some radio-like groupie, which I've encountered plenty of them. I've taken advantage of them throughout my life. I haven't done it in a while, but what I'm trying to say is that this woman definitely seems like she has hooked up with the late Dick Farrell. Yeah, definitely. You know what? I'm not saying it for a fact, but in my opinion, this chick fucked Dick Farrell.
Sign waving. We've done phone banking together.
Is phone banking like code for ATM? And if you don't know what ATM is, ass to mouth. You know, that's not a chick you want to marry. Oh, the lizard. He's back on the glass. The lizard now he's about 75% the way up. And he seems like he's struggling just a little bit. The lizard is about 75%, and now he just jumped back. Just make up your goddamn mind, lizard. I'm sorry. Look, I am not on my ADHD meds right now, so I'm kind of getting fixated on this goddamn lizard that's trying to climb up this. It's almost, look, I will admit to you, that watching this lizard trying to climb up the back of my mom's fifth wheel is just as entertaining as the rock climbing that they had in the Summer Olympics last week. And now he's just chilling. Like, just stick on the ladder, man. Why do you keep going from the glass to the ladder? The ladder is your easiest straight point to the top. And you keep jumping on the glass, and I just shows you that these reptiles, you know, back to the father. I don't even know why the father was worried. Like, if this lizard doesn't have enough sense to stick to the ladder, and he keeps going back from the ladder to the glass, like, why would you be worried if your children were reptilians? Because this reptile doesn't have enough common sense. Just use the ladder.
Neighborhood walks.
She says they met while serving on the Republican executive.
See, I told you my ADHD is really, really bad today. I forgot about the whole ATM thing, ass to mouth. Like, I mean, a woman that will let you go from ass to mouth is not the type of chick you want to marry. No. Like, I don't want you guys to think, Like, I have never, ever, in a million years, ever done, like, anal. Like, I mean, I've put in fingers and stuff like that in certain places. But no, I've never, ever done, like, you know, butt sex. But what I'm trying to say is, though, like, I mean, do you really think that you want kids with a woman that will go ass to mouth? No. Sorry, I just had to finish that little thing because it was going to bother me because I got fixated on this damn lizard, which has not moved a bit. Like, he's 9/10 away from making it to the top of the roof, but he's just chilling out on this goddamn ladder.
Committee. He was known as one of the pioneers of so-called shock talk radio here in South Florida.
Bring up a topic and Dick could talk about it.
The last year and a half, he talked a lot about the pandemic. On social media, he advocated against getting the COVID-19 vaccine, and he was skeptical of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I don't know. Like I feel bad that Dick died. I really, really do. But once again, I don't believe in karma, but I'm more fixated on this damn lizard. And he just, like, what was your point? I mean, was that your goal to almost get there? Like, seriously, lizard, make a move. Because I'm sitting at 46 minutes right now, and I'm not going to sit here all day long trying to do play-by-play or color commentary on your ass trying to get to the top of this mother-effing trailer. Just make a move, man. Because I, you know, like, I feel like I'm disrespecting Dick by just fixating on if this lizard is going to make it to the top of a goddamn fifth wheel. I don't know I'm using goddamn a lot. I'm sorry, but shit. Make a move, lizard.
Then he contracted the virus.
He said this pandemic ain't no joke.
Yeah, Dick really did hook up with this chick. I mean, if she's gonna use a double negative, ain't no joke. I mean, you automatically know that they're from Florida when a woman says, oh yeah, Dick, his last dying words were, this pandemic, it ain't no joke. I mean, that means that it wasn't a joke, or was it real? Like, I mean, I'm so sideways when it comes to this woman right now that she said, it ain't no joke. And I really don't believe that Dick, you know, everybody wants to talk about how great of a broadcaster he is. He's not going to use, hey, this pandemic ain't no joke.
And he said, I wish I would have gotten the shot.
Amy says some of his last words to her was through text, urging her to get vaccinated.
I went to CVS and I was sitting at CVS and I texted him while he was in the hospital and I told him, I said, I'm at CVS, I'm getting my first Pfizer shot. And he said, get it, with exclamation point.
What do you think his legacy is going to be?
I'm sorry, but this chick seems like nothing but a mark. Like, she really does seem like a mark. And poor old Dick is eating his words. Dick is eating Dick because he was talking like, oh, COVID ain't shit. And now he's on his deathbed. And this chick is just bugging the piss out of him. You know, Dick was probably just trying to get laid. And he gave her his personal phone number. And now, like, as he's about to die, he might have even been on a ventilator. Who knows? But this bitch is like, hey, I'm finally getting the vaccine. I mean, isn't that kind of insensitive? Like, hey, Dick, I know you're dying, but hey, I'm getting the vaccine so I don't end up like you because you denied it the whole entire time.
He just loved everybody, and he loved to debate people.
Reporting in Palm Beach County, Sabir Rayford, WPTV News Channel 5.
Anyways, rest in peace, Dick. I'm sorry that this happened to you. I know that you probably nailed this old kook that was probably one of your biggest fans. You probably came out to some 7-Eleven where you were doing like free Slurpee Day or something. And you met her. She gave you her phone number and was like, hey, Dick, you don't even have to court me. I'm your biggest fan. Are you down? Are you DTF? Are you down to fuck? And Dick was like, hell yeah. Dick gave his cell phone number, and this broad was probably the whole time texting him, while he's on his deathbed, like, man, did, was this piece of ass worth it? That she's bothering me, telling me, hey, I'm getting a vaccine. Sorry about your luck, but thanks for saving my life. Anyways, this lizard still has not moved. I'm going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Hopefully this lizard wraps it up before the end of the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. The lizard is now on the move. And now he's don't know if he could hear me because I do get a little loud. There's not a lot of insulation in this brand new studio that I have, which is my deceased dad's Ford F-150. But now he is making his way up the ladder, and he is now not utilizing the glass. I don't know if he's learned or whatever. I don't know, like, if there's some like telekinesis or something. But now he has finally made it to the top. And now he's probably going to be easy pickings for any of the mockingbirds or crows or whatever. So, hey, you worked all that time just to lead to your death, and I'm pretty sure something will eventually eat him on top of my mom's and my dad's RV. I'm going to wrap it up. It's been a long-ass week. I got to tell you, as you can tell, by the second segment and this segment as well, too, I'm kind of all over the place, and I kind of need a little bit of a break. I know I did not do a live stream last night, but I am going to start getting back into it. Matter of fact, I may not do anything this weekend content-wise, except maybe do and try to do an hour-long live stream. So if you're listening to this, let me know what day works out best for you, Saturday or Sunday, and the best time. There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's shows. Hope you guys are loving the content. I got to thank you guys because right now, the show is absolutely over. The show is on fire. My downloads, the minimum, like on the bad days that I have, the bad days are better than some of the greatest days that I had like late last year. So what I'm trying to say is that the show is growing, and it's all because of you guys, the supporters, helping me spread the word. Anyways, guys, hope you guys are safe. Hope you had a great week, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday, and I will see you then.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover services brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.